Also, I take a minute first to connect. So make sure you have everything, your devices off, your computer with less pop-ups or notifications. So you are here completely on this journey together. And take a moment to look into other people's eyes and connect being to being. Just take a while into other people's eyes. Some people you already know, the people like Raul is new to the group. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. From our experience from the trainer path that we were holding before, it's very important that we take a stand for the commitment we are going to be and to have. Sarah, you're, I guess you can mute yourself because there's some noise, some scratching noise. So if someone has that, yes. Okay, I muted you, Sarah. Okay. So I will take you for a journey of what is trainer path about and which level of responsibility are you willing to take and to commit to yourself and to the group. And then after talking a while, we will have voting. And after that, the connection with the village of trainers will be by doing some experiments together in possibly breakout rooms and let the journey begin. So this is a starting meeting where you have the possibly going to have a point, new point of origin for yourself, for your life, and for the possibilities that you can create also for yourself and in the world, in your relationships and your professional possibilities. So we also don't know how this goes. So this is a discovery space. This is a feedback and coaching space that we are committing to online, go through weekly calls. And the calls can have new experiments during the time that we are going to be together, are going to have different space holdings, and different people can step into space holding of these calls. So we can feedback and coach each other. And there are 5 trainer paths in Portugal. So the first trainer path, Portugal, is based on avoiding any kind of responsibility. So in this trainer path, the trainer meets in like psychiatry or maybe in jail. The second trainer path, Portugal, is based on child responsibility. So in this trainer path, you and me have no boundaries, there are no distinctions, and everybody wants to be nice to each other. We adapt to each other's boxes and we rebel against each other. Everybody gives their center, needing each other's approval and creating needingness, and we hold on to low drama. So everybody's sucking in into the context and does not nourish back into the field of what trainer path is. And it's kind of in this second trainer path of child responsibility is like you are a trainer in a consuming way. So they are you are kind of a piece of a modern culture world faking that you are creating a new world or a new culture. And by being in the, yes, I see you, Amba, and I would like just to finish all, and then if you have some questions, This is kind of a process that we're going to together. It's okay that it doesn't make sense right now. So in the second trainer path that I was talking about, it's child level of responsibility and being in the trainer, the child responsibility trainer path is like you have no sort of clarity. So you use unconscious anger to blame, to make people wrong, so you are right, you create low drama and in all kinds of variations. And also you are in a scarcity context. You're worried about how to get equal results and amount of everything, otherwise it's unfair. And here in this child level of responsibility trainer path, you compete against each other and that's how it goes. You just play the I win, you lose, and or I win. There is no winning happening. In the third trainer path, Portugal, it's based on adult responsibility. So it's about being equal. It's wanting to understand and give and receive possibilities to each other. It's like we study maps and books together, we experiment new things, we get feedback and coaching. But you do not share your own research with others because it is more about making your own living and taking the profits for yourself and caring about your own little world. And these trainers here use the sword of clarity to distinguish the different ego states. And for what, so you are centered, you have your sword of clarity, you go through emotional healing processes. And you can say yes, you can say no to proposals. And you know about your gremlin, your box, and your being. And you create extraordinary relationships. And the trainers know what are their own bright principles and their shadow principles. In the fourth trainer path, Portugal, it is based on a high level of responsibility. So in this context frame, you have a better way of cleaning the messes. So there's sometimes victimhood is true. You see your own victimhood and you see your own emotional reactivity. And when circumstances are good for you, you commit to each other and you use your sword of clarity. And trainers can be sometimes in archetypal spaces depending on the situation. The fifth and the last trainer path, Portugal, is based on radical responsibility, which means that you and I are responsible for the level of responsibility that is taken for yourself, for the group and relationships that you have here. And from here emerges, for example, the question of which I is speaking. So in your conversations, in your relationships with each other here, you use like which I is speaking. So this is used when you sense there is a contamination in the space of the ego states or something is enmeshed or there is some identification or reactivity. And this is necessary to hold the level of responsibility in the space because you and I commit to each other's commitment. And for that, we need the sword of clarity because the commitment starts by having the sword of clarity on each other's throat, like we experience on the lab. We practice with the swords. And this is kind of an archetypal gesture. So we serve each other with our own clarity and source of distinctions. And this is love in action. So we embody the clarity and the love by sharing our distinctions and there is a distinction between the feelings and emotions. And we know that feelings are for handling things and emotions are doorways for healing things. And also you use a sort of clarity to correctly use for the decontamination of your adult ego state, if necessary. And also the radical responsibility space is where your bright principles can serve you the space and each other and the world. And now I would like to ask you, so who chooses to join the trainer path with zero level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Thank you. So who chooses to join the Trainer Path Portugal with a child level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Thank you. So who chooses to join the Trainer Path Portugal with an adult level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Who chooses to join the Trainer Path Portugal with high level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Thank you. And who chooses to join the Path Portugal with a radical level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your commitment. And I would like to ask Sarah. What is your choice about? I don't hear you. Can you unmute yourself? Can you say again, please?
Sorry, I didn't get it. I thought that was the last level of the lab, the high responsibility.
Okay, I will ask again. And after you all answer again, I'm gonna let the space also be with what there is for 1 minute. Who chooses to join the Trainer Path Portugal with radical level of responsibility? Please raise your hand. Raul, you lifted the hand in the first question and then...
Yes, hello all. Yes, I did it. And I have a fear that a radical responsibility, it's a lot of responsibility to hold. And I want to choose high level responsibility first for being a process to enter in the radical responsibility and not commit from the beginning.
Yes, and what made you lift your hand in the first place? No, it seems like something got in the way.
Yes, I did it, and after I thought, okay, so I have to change my mind.
Okay, and which part of you thinks that needs to change your mind?
Yeah, it's my box.
Yes, And one of the consequences of being a trainer is, or taking this path, is also that you commit to something that you don't know.
Okay.
So if you want to take... If you also want to take these consequences as part of the trainer path, of your trainer path, that can be also the case. So is there any difference from now if I ask again?
Yes.
Okay, so do you choose the trainer path Portugal with a high, with a radical level of responsibility?
Yes. Even if I commit to the unknown.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would for more information about the trainer path and how to be a trainer, I'm going to share with you some websites that you can see later, and it's there on the chat. And also, I want to thank you to just jump, because from the experience like we have, it's very important, this first commitment. So we stand for each other and we use the tools that we've been learning with each other. And apparently this is the tribe and the village that is starting. Maybe there will be more joining to the call. And let's see how also this commitment and the people that are not here today, also how does that influences or not the space that we create together. And yes, Amba.
Joanna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm missing a little bit of context. Mm-hmm. You started to talk and I had no idea what you talk about. And I'm missing really the context, and I'm missing the 10 principles. So I raise my hand, and I really need some more information from you to totally commit, because now it's like, I need context and I need content, because I still don't know what this is all about. And actually, I really would like to know what's the purpose of the trainer path, which I still don't know.
Yes, thank you.
And what it means exactly, what this means about the radical responsibility on a Zoom meeting weekly.
Yes, thank you. So the context of the trainer path is you commit to be a trainer. So be a trainer. There are many kinds of trainers. And maybe some of you are already doing some kind of healing or working with people or working in a specific context and having your own game world. And being a trainer, there are many types of trainers. So that's up to you also to discover how you are going to embody also being a trainer, and with the context of possibility management, how are you going to pass this knowledge, distinctions, experiences to the world. So this is up to you. There are so many ways of doing it that I cannot tell you what it is to be a trainer, because you're going to discover what kind of trainer are you and what kind of trainer or context are you willing to serve and which kind of people.
I understand that you say that part of the trainer path is discovering possibilities of being a trainer in the possibility management context in many different ways.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Many different game worlds
which are not yet defined.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Here we practice the skills. So we are going to a journey together, and the commitment is like we are already training trainers. So when we do experiences together, for example, in the breakout rooms, or if you, Amba, come and hold space for a meeting, so you're going to bring the skills or what you want to practice or something that you feel it's missing in your field or in your clarity. So you can bring that to people. So you can space hold possibility teams. So you can hold space for study groups, and which distinctions are still not yet clear for you that you would like to be clear about. This is all what you can bring to here. Your questions, your doubts, your maybe you don't know which game world you want to create next, or possibilities to collaborate together. So this is all part of your trainer skills development. Yes, and I will share after this call, I'm going to share like the picture of the map with the 10 consequences of being a trainer. So this call is for, because what happens in other trainer path is like, some people think they are committed to be a trainer, but then they discover they don't want to be a trainer. And that's also fine, and that's also okay. So it's also, there's a way in the trainer path, and this is the way in that we discover that brings in the field the commitment of the people. So you're kind of committing to your own learning process of how to deliver your clarity to serve your bright principles. And if you don't have your bright principles, this is something that I want to do with you here in the trainer path calls. And yes, it's really to serve each other. I don't know also how this is gonna go. So it's all, it's an experiment like with you and you with me and with each other. So we can use like the week calls are very important, because this is the space where you can bring your experience, your celebrations, what are you doing in the world, your questions, propose things, also propose to collaborate. And this is really the space where you can share, like we can go together with processes. You can share in the WhatsApp group. I need an emotion healing process. Who can be there for me? Also, if you need help for building your website or writing your book, this is the team. This is your team. It's the team that is most committed to the personal development and the group development, the village development of your own personal like game world and visions and dreams. So this is really where it begins, like a hub for like creation. Yes, Amba.
Can we go through the 10 principles now? So because what I heard the last time when we gathered at the ETB, after the ETB, we gathered and we started with the 10 principles and we didn't finish them. Mm-hmm. And I feel before really being able to commit, I need to know these 10 principles, because I mean, this is like a condition for being on the trainer path. So I need to know the condition I'm dealing with.
Yes, thank you. And you're already committed. And the commitment, the commitment is to yourself, really. I would like to land that distinction here. It's very important that you get this. The commitment is to yourself. is not to some kind of external authority that is represented. Maybe if you think with a box, or you see with your box, maybe you see as me. But you are committed. You are here, maybe because maybe you are not fully aware of everything that can happen, or even what you are going through. But you are willing to discover what is there for you, or what is there more that you can bring, and which clarity can you develop to build your own next steps for yourself, for your life. And here you get the chance to commit to yourself and have the help of the entire group with you. Is this answering? And I chose to go through the 10 consequences in the next call. And in the end of this call, I'm going to share the picture with the 10 consequences. So you can read through, you can go through it. And today we go through a process, these two processes. One was already this one. And the second is where we start to connect and know the village more. So we are going to connect in a personal level by answering to two questions. And that's where I would like to go next, if anyone has a question. Does anyone have any question or comment? And what's alive in you? Julian? No? Alan?
I just want to share that I'm feeling fear. So just to be honest with the group, that I feel a lot of fear.
Yes, because?
Yeah. Because I don't know what I'm committing. And in one level is okay, because I want to really expand. Another part, I feel that, so maybe to be in a small box, because it's more comfortable. So I'm really experiencing a lot of fear.
Thank you. Yes, and that's totally appropriate. And it's in the field, it's here, and it's cool that it's conscious, that you experience that consciously. And I want to say it again, this is really the commitment that you're doing to yourself. And this is a huge distinction, so you can work with it, like right now and in the next steps. I'm gonna bring more light to my field. Yeah. Okay. Anyone would like to share something? Amba.
I also feel fear because the last time we came together, or the first time we came together, it was an agreement that we go through the 10 how do you say the 10
consequences.
10 consequences. And I feel fear because it seems to be all a bit wobbly for me. And yeah.
Yes, thank you. And my invitation is that you stay with that. You stay with that and you trust the process. And also the word 10 consequences might be like setting alarms on your box. And the 10 consequences are also the results that are going to show up in your life as a consequence of your box expansion. It's really something that is gonna, the new results, basically. You could say the word consequences by the 10 new results of you being a trainer in the world.
Okay. Yeah.
And I would like the why I chose to do that map next week is because we could also, from it, from the whole session, it will be only, we would go through the whole list and we already begin with emotional healing processes with each other, with the 10 consequences. And that's one of the things that made me choose to do it in another session. So we also use the full session to go through the list together, and then we take the chance of if any of the points give you a feeling of like, okay, my box is reacting to this one, you could go directly with someone through an emotional healing process and see what else is in the way, what is in the way of that line over there. Yes. Is it more clear? And yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone? Anyone else? Okay. So a bit of context for what we are going to do next is that after this commitment that you're doing, it's very important that we get to know each other as a, like in a more personal level. And there, like when we meet, like we have our boxes, we have our gremlins, we have resistance, we have thoughts about each other. And one of the processes that can help us bond and see what's possible as a group and what else is there beyond the box is to make this question to each other. So we're going to go to breakout rooms in groups of two people. You're going to choose who's partner A and partner B. And partner A starts first. And you're going to say, partner A is saying to partner B, I cannot commit to you because. And you let what comes in your field, in your mind, in your emotional body, you let that speak. I'm going to repeat again. You're going to choose who's partner A and partner B. I will send also instructions to the breakout rooms. And you're going to share, partner A shares with partner B, I cannot commit to you because. And you have 7 minutes to go through what is there in relationship to with that person. And then you change roles. If there's time, we will also change partner. So we have a variety of feedback and mirrors with each other. And then there's another process. I will not share the second part. We will start with this one. Any question?
So we do this part and then we come again to the big room?
Yes.
And then we continue, okay.
Yes, and then we continue. We have little sharing and then we continue. Everyone, okay, Amber?
So I share with my partner why I cannot commit.
Yes.
Let the feelings show up.
Yes. I mean, yes, everything you're like, I can do something with you. Can I say something for you? Can we demonstrate here now? Can I demonstrate with you? Okay. So Amber, I cannot commit to you. Sorry, there's someone wanting to go, to come into the call. I will not accept. Okay. So, sorry, I will begin. Amber, I cannot commit to you in the trainer path because you don't live in Portugal and I don't know where your ground is. I cannot commit to you because you doubted your commitment. I cannot commit to you because I'm afraid that you get hooked by my feedback. I cannot commit to you because my gremlin gets activated with your gremlin. So it's like, it's this. So you go through the journey, okay? Is it clear? Julian.
Are all the things about the other person, or do you say why you can't commit?
Yeah, you say, you take the responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more if it's like, I fear because I sense you, I have a story about you that you're not in solid ground. For example, so you take responsibility. Yeah. Okay. So,
Joanna, to make clear a bit the wording. So this is rather exchanging stories about each other than healing processes.
This is a space for sharing why you cannot commit to someone.
Okay. So then it's rather the stories I have about you. I share with you the stories I have about you.
No, you answer the question, I cannot commit to you because, and you see what's coming from there.
Okay. Yeah.
So just to be clear.
Yes.
So it's not about the other person. It's just assuming our total responsibility and having someone in front of us that can be open to receive that.
Yes.
That's what we are doing. So it's not about remembering what we know about the person and creating a story about that. It's just, okay, why can I?
Sorry. If you have a story about the person, maybe that's in the way of you committing to the person. It's more you bringing awareness of what is in the way so that you cannot commit to someone. And this is precious information for start building a team, connecting to your partner, so your love partner, life partner, business partner. So if this is the first step of building a village or building a relationship, you can do this process then with anyone that you meet, actually.
Okay, so it's taking responsibility of my things, and if there is a story, I throw it out also because that can help.
Yes, if you have a story, it will come out naturally. You keep saying the sentence, I cannot commit to you because, and you wait and see what's there. And you say again, I cannot commit to you because. And it helps if you say the sentence without thinking about what you're going to say next. This is really practicing also speaking from the unknown and from what is there for you that is not available in your consciousness. Okay, let's go through experience. I will do the breakout rooms.
I'm still confused if it's about you're saying things that are going to block it about the other person or about you or about both. Because a reason why I might not commit to someone might be because of something in myself or something in them, but it's both. Is that right?
Yes.
Or something I see in them.
My invitation is you experiment and maybe it's going to change the origin of it, and then you check. But the invitation is you don't think about what you're going to say. You say the sentence and you see what's coming next and you share with your partner. And the partner B just listens. You are a space from a safe space for the partner A to share. Okay. So is it 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3. So someone stays. Okay, Luis, can you please stay here? Don't accept the invitation for the breakout room, and you stay here with me in the main room. Okay. Okay, enjoy the ride. Go. Okay, you can do it here. You both want to. Okay. I will place hold for you. So who's partner A?
So, yes, Sarah is not here at this moment. She just left.
Sarah. Okay, I'm gonna send you Wish to breakout room 3. Yeah, go, because she's there. Yeah, go. Okay. Thank you. We will have...
And Raul as well, we're waiting for still.
For who?
Raul. Raul.
Okay, yeah, maybe he... Also, yes, okay.
It's arriving.
Okay, great. So now, this is the second part of the experience, and we will have a short time to share in the end. Now you go main rooms, I will keep the same people in the room, same partners, and you're gonna share with a partner, I need you. In the trainer path, or I need you in my village because. So I need you in the trainer path because. Or I need you in my village of the trainer path because. Let's go. Go. You didn't join, you both, or is something happened? Yeah, let's take all a deep breath. And we are all here back in the main room. And how was this experience for you? So we have 2 minutes left to the end of the call. And if everyone agrees, we would extend to 5 minutes. So we have an ending. I would like to keep the time agreement. And I made a mistake because this call is at least 1.5 hours. And I set the time for 1 hour and 15. So my mistake, and I apologize for that. So next meetings will be 1.5 hours, and possible with 15 minutes more for feedback and coaching if that's needed. And this is why also I keep the experience a bit tight, is so that we get to experience things together. So there's not so much, this is not a space for hello, how are you, you know. So it's really to keep some processes, and so we really take the most of the time we are together here. So this is checkout time, and so you share how was this experience for you, what's alive in you right now. You can just unmute yourself and start speaking.
I can share, maybe if I can. Just not using a lot of time, just saying that my first experience, the first part of the experience was quite a struggle for me. It was very difficult for me.
Because
I didn't know the other person and I was getting mental.
You were?
Getting very intellectual in the minds. And in the second process, I sensed that I was more talking about of myself, not the box. And I even was a bit emotional in the end. So just this sharing. Thank you. Thank you, Joanna, and all.
Thank you. And can you share some feelings, not just with the intellectual body, but could you share some, you felt angry, sad, scared of speaking?
Yes, I felt the first part of the process, I felt scared. Mm-hmm. And the second part of the process, I felt joy.
Because
of the connection that was established and that I felt.
Thank you. Yeah, Raul?
So during the process at the beginning, I felt some fear because I didn't know Alan and I don't know him also. I also don't know how. And after the anger come, and I was like wanting to say more, and yeah, go. And it felt good. It felt good to do it. I saw it as a process that you can do it also in daily life with people if they have the time, if they are open, if they...
I guess Raul blocked.
Yes, it seems to be.
Okay.
Raul is frozen, and I can go between.
Yes, go.
Until he's coming back.
Can hold.
No one.
If the appreciation, it's about deserving what I deserve in my life actually, and it's like a blockage. I need a emotional healing process actually about that, and I felt happy to give so many things to Julian because I felt I was connecting with him. Thank you.
Thank you. We lost you in some parts.
With where?
Yeah, but I guess you can summarize it by you need an emotional healing process. And
Yes.
That you can ask in the WhatsApp group. So please use the WhatsApp group for that. Okay? So you can ask what you need. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amber.
I felt a bit angry about doing this exercise because it wasn't clear to me. And then I felt joy because it became clear. It became clear, but not. I mean, it became clear, and it became clear on the different bodies. So I want to thank you, Joanna, for this exercise.
Thank you. Yes, and since we don't have all the tribe yet here, we might be doing this in another time with more time, because it was a very short version of it, and there's a lot of hidden information and hidden purposes and things that are underlying the lack of connection and willing to work together. So maybe might be fears or you're sad about something or some unresolved story that you have or some resentment. So this is really precious. And please take this also to your life. You can do this with your partner, with the company that you work with. It's really something very precious to bond, to bring people or a context together in the same base. It's really revealing the shadow. Who else wants to share? You don't need to.
Yes, yeah. I would love to. So the first part of the exercise was great part about all about fear, actually, about fear about what I can and I cannot do, I cannot commit because fears. So it was the box just jumping around and then talking about the gremlin and talking about everything, every single thing that it was the gremlin, probably most of the time. The second part, when I start hearing, and I did it with Amba, when I started hearing, fear came along again, and I just felt it again, because I was hearing all these things that, and then in approximately in the middle, what came was joy, because it got to me, okay. I really am familiar with all these things that I'm having feedback on. So thank you for this clarity.
Thank you, Julian.
Yes, I wanted to share some joy I feel for being in a space where we give each other this feedback, seeing as pretty much all my life never been in spaces where people are direct about what they think about each other and about what's going on between each other. And it feels really good to actually have someone say directly what they think about you and be open and upfront about that. And even though it was also very scary, but positive. Thank you.
Thank you. Sarah?
I feel a lot more positive about this project now. I can imagine how it's going to work. I'm so happy to see everybody, even if it's online. And I was so scared before, I couldn't even feel it. But speaking it out loud, it was a huge relief. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. This was our first meeting. I'm grateful. I enjoyed your commitment to just go, even if you were not clear about what was going to happen. And this is possibly the way it goes for some of the sessions, next sessions, until you also can bring your own wishes to experiment with us. So you are also in the space of space holding and enjoying this part of the process. So I will revisit the poll of which time is suiting and another decision. I will be clear about the next meeting. And also I would appreciate if you want to give me feedback, you use my personal WhatsApp, so you send privately, so you can say what you felt and think, and also in other meetings I can share more about that, what I've learned and what is it, how is it growing also in me to hold space. So thank you so much. I'm sorry about the timing again, and these meetings will be 1 hour and a half at least. It's a condensed. Usually workshops or work talks is like 2 hours or 2 hours and a half. So there's really, it's not this rushing thing. And here we commit to really do processes and experiments at the fast rate possible. And it's really rapid learning. I wish you a great night, and I enjoy being here with all of you. Big love. Yes, Amber?
Jonna, it will be Monday night. That's it, isn't it?
The night that I have free, this is the night that I have free, and I set two lunch times, like Monday and Thursday. But you can also share with me, and we can see how it goes, if the group also grows, I don't know. Share with me what's in alive in you, okay?
Okay. But did you share any link for choosing? I mean,
yes, I sent a poll.
Okay, I didn't see this.
It's there.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and have a great night.
See you tomorrow.
Well, see you.
Bye bye.
Ciao. Ciao.
Bye. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Or what you plan to do. Yeah. Not my business. Huh? Just do it. Go.
The world business now.
Yes. Okay. How could...
Hope to see you tomorrow in the... I don't know if you can come for the podcast in Qashqai.
Tomorrow I'm leaving.